The 2006 International AIDS Conference, Time to Deliver, brought to you by KaiserNetwork.org. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton called the trend in new infections of HIV alarming at a session about leadership at the 16th International AIDS Conference in Toronto, Canada. While his foundation has focused much of its efforts on expanding access to treatment and care, Clinton reaffirmed his support for expanding testing.
I just don't believe we can reverse this if we keep having more people infected every year than we are increasing the number of people on medication. And if we keep having 90% of the people not knowing their status, I don't see how we can do that. Just as no government organization can win the fight against AIDS alone, prevention, care, and treatment are intertwined. And we cannot realize universal treatment, I'll say again, let alone stop AIDS, unless we also see prevention as a part of a mutually dependent strategy.
At the same session, UN Special Envoy for HIV/AIDS in Africa, Stephen Lewis, mourned the lives already lost to AIDS.
That's a matter of excruciating pain and unconscionable political neglect about which historians will one day write. And nothing will stand out more in the judgment of history than the toll on women, old and young.
While microbicides have received much attention here at the conference as a way for women to protect themselves from HIV, other methods include diaphragms and female condoms, as well as sexually transmitted infection control. While there are high expectations for new prevention tools, IAS President and CEO of CareUSA, Helene Gale, noted that even current prevention methods are still out of reach for many.
For every person currently receiving treatment, about four people became infected in the last year alone. So we must urgently accelerate access to prevention tools that we know are already available. In addition, we must accelerate the development of a new generation of prevention approaches and assure that once they're available and we know that they're effective, that we do all within our power to make them accessible to those who need them the most as soon as possible.
Cristina Pimenta of the Brazilian Interdisciplinary AIDS Association cautioned against relying on new prevention approaches as a magic solution.
With all these advances in prevention technologies, we have to be careful not to go for the medicalization of prevention, because even with these technologies, we're talking about people and we're talking about behavior and attitudes.
According to actor and activist Richard Gere, the media can play a role in shifting the public's outlook on HIV/AIDS, with storylines that help viewers connect and empathize with those affected by HIV/AIDS. Gere said entertainment can help reduce stigma.
And that, to me, is the important thing that media can do, and is unique in many ways to what we can offer.
Equally as powerful, Gere said, are messages that inform and educate media consumers about how to protect themselves from contracting HIV. Jill Braden-Valderas with KaiserNetwork.org.